Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Lee.
Thank you very much, Tara.
You know, I must say, you are terrible at picking vacation weeks. Like, every time you go on vacation, it's the most insane week ever.
Yeah, pretty much. Of course, it seems like each consecutive week is more insane than the other.
There is that, so that could be what's going on. The governor's race, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, so much drama in the last week. We'll start with this. Mick Disaster Jr. out off the Pam Evett ticket over the weekend. The polling must have been really bad on nepotism. Never anything popular with the public, really. Not a great electoral strategy. So Disaster Jr., and I don't know if he's a disaster, maybe he's a nice guy. The problem is he's not qualified to be lieutenant governor just because he happens to be the son of Henry McMaster. That deal got out, Lee. This was the craziest thing. We've never seen a Trump endorsement like he did for Pam Evett, where he endorses the candidate in the beginning of the Truth Social post, then throws her under the bus at the end. And that's exactly what he did to her. You can tell he's not happy with the way that the McMaster machine, which includes Pam Evett, handled redistricting. He very much was betrayed by that. I mean, they are in office. McMaster is in office because of the Trump endorsement. And yet we had all of the drama of trading, you know, horse trading the Democrat congressional seat for, hey, an endorsement for Pam Evett, refusing to call a session, playing games to put pressure on Trump. Lee, and the outrage here is that ultimately led to us losing a Democrat seat, losing a Republican congressional seat we should have had to the Democrats. Also, McMaster could push his boy over the final line, and we now know why he wouldn't call that session when we desperately needed it. And there's a time element to it, too, because actual voting in the primary began, and it turned out that was to extract an endorsement by Trump for Pam Evett, who he clearly didn't want to endorse. Well, that went totally viral everywhere X, Facebook. I can't believe the numbers I'm getting when I'm writing about this. I would think this is wonky inside politics, and I'm getting 50,000 hits on tweets about it. I don't even know who's reading it, Lee. But it's just, you know, at this point, if you put South Carolina and Henry McMaster Jr. Yeah. in there, I mean, your tweet will go crazy. So over the weekend, McMaster Jr. Had to come out and say, no, I'm not doing this at this time. What was interesting was he didn't deny he was ever on the ticket. The problem is she denied he was on the ticket in April and kind of going forward from there. No, I wouldn't do that. Well, then who are you going to choose as your lieutenant governor? Not telling you. No, you can't know. Well, Trump made a liar of her and made a fool of her, quite frankly. And I think I'm 75% sure he did that on purpose. I think. Either that or he's so busy he didn't realize he was supposed to tell the public that he, you know, that McMaster Jr. was going to be the lieutenant governor. Well, that has been a launching post for a long time for governor in the state. So, I mean, you're talking about you would have set up the McMaster machine, which is really the Lindsey Graham, Karl Rove machine. You'd have set them up for, you know, another 25 years of rule in this state. It's incredibly corrupt. So you could tell it hurt Pam Evett. Because over the weekend, McMaster Jr. had to bow out, Lee. So that's been the week. It's been absolutely crazy. Meanwhile, she does have the Trump endorsement. Is that helping? I've never seen polling like this before. It could be because Pam Evett has been caught in the past. There's nothing illegal about it or anything. It's just kind of unethical. Paying certain pollsters who then say she's in the lead, while other pollsters she's not paying say she's not in the lead. Who knows? I have no idea. But these polls that are out now at the end of the weekend seem to suggest that Alan Wilson is in the lead, I guess. I don't know. This polling is so corrupt right now that I'm not really sure if any of it's true. But Lee, what's interesting is the thing that I, and I've seen some internal polling from two campaigns too. I saw it about a week ago, a few days into the Trump endorsement. And one thing that stayed consistent is they're all bunched up. In other words, they're at like 21%, 18%, 19%, 17%. They're all in the more margin of error.
And then undecided, still doing very well.
Huge. I mean, okay, just this one. This shows you no one knows what to make of this race. Like this one over the weekend, Tyson Group, Wilson, you know, is at 18.8%, right? He's ahead of Evett, who's at 18%. Okay, so they're less than a point apart in a poll with a 4.4% margin of error, right? Yeah. Ralph Norman is in third place with 15%. Ram Reddy is in fourth place with 11%. But that could all be wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the margin of error and the fact that you have 25% of Republican voters undecided still. It should be tightening by now.
And see, the methodology to me is important because I still want to see polls that are only speaking to likely primary voters, not voters, not people that are registered to vote, not private, not just average citizens or residents, as we have to call.
And that one was a likely. That was a likely.
Okay,
primary.
Okay, good.
Yeah, The only problem with it is only 500 people. I mean, it's so, ooh, I don't know. That makes me very nervous.
That's a very small sample size. Usually 1,000 is generally accepted for a state of this size as, you know, fairly accurate. I know it's hard to do that, but 500 seems like a very small sample size.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Then there's this one. This one was out. Wilson in the first place with 21.6% and Evan in second place with 16.9%. So that is a wild difference. Third place, Ram Reddy. Then you've got Starboard Communications, a third poll, has Wilson in the lead at 19.4% and Evett with 19.2, but again, 22% undecided. It could go any way.
Yep.
And watch Ram Reddy. Okay. I can just tell looking at our text line, he's got momentum. I don't know if he's going to have enough of it to get into that runoff, but he has been stalking me personally and my husband, like not himself, but like his campaign. They want us to be, we have both received two calls each to go on like his town hall. So if we have just randomly, I mean, I think he's hit everybody.
Yeah.
And I listen in, I finally went, okay, fine. I'll listen to your town hall. Right. You know, cause you get that phone call that says, hey, listen. And I listen in, I got to tell you, he did a really good job with it.
Oh yeah.
A really good job. Sounded great. It explains the momentum I'm seeing on our text line for him. I don't think there's a ton of excitement about Wilson or Evett, but they're both really well known.
Yeah, that's the
so
thing. Yeah.
That's the kind of the Wilson's like the safe choice. You know, he's probably not going to be Ron DeSantis, but he's probably also not going to be Henry McMaster.
I think all of them are pretty well known, particularly with most primary voters, with the exception of Reddy, because he is someone who is an outsider and is pitching himself as such. And quite honestly, to be as successful as he has been and to associate himself with the Trump administration, the Doge movement, and all the other stuff that he is claiming to be a part of, I think that's what's got some people's attention.
Yeah, and there's one poll out there with Nancy Mace in the lead. I'm not sure about that one. Although I would not be surprised if she does better. She's dead last in all these other polls if she does better than people think because she's such an internet presence that a lot of those people who are kind of low information conservative voters think she's really cool. They might not have seen the tabloid stuff. Or they just like her because she's
since
flamboyant.
When does that stop South Carolina voters?
Yeah, no, South Carolina voters, they don't care. I mean, it's really like go look up Nikki Haley and you'll see.
Mark Sanford, Jen Rett. I mean, we can go way back. So
yeah, we don't care much about scandals. We really don't. So that's all going on. This is going to be a wild race, and I think it can still break anyway. I have never gotten so many emails. Text from people saying, tell me who to vote for. I don't know. I think people don't know, Lee.
Yeah.
I think they're really struggling. Are you struggling, or have you decided?
I've pretty much decided, but I'm still torn. I could be persuaded, although I've only got about, another 25 hours to go.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty much decided on what I'm going to do there. Some of the other down market things, down ballot things where I'm still trying to figure things out. Because, I realize those are some important races as well. But, I've pretty much narrowed it down.
Well, whatever you do, don't vote for David Pascoe. He's
a
Democrat.
That's the one comment I will make on this. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
We don't need a Democrat
for
attorney general.
I've even seen some people that I have some modicum of respect for lauding him. And I'm just like, what are you thinking?
I don't understand I don't get it.
I just have a real problem with someone who is a newcomer to the party, particularly for such an important legal position as that, and then to, come in and want to run as a Republican. And I'm just,
they're not even hiding it either, Lee. Yeah. All the liberal law firms are funding him. If you see, he sounds conservative. He's got commercials everywhere. Yes, that's the liberal law firms. This is an IQ test, y'all. Yeah. Do not listen to the commercials. The Democrats are trying to see if they can get a Democrat elected. By the way, he got caught lying again. He said, I did knock doors for Joe Biden in 2020 and I did endorse him, but I did not knock doors for Obama. Well, newspaper article resurfaced, Lee, from 2011, 2012. He did knock doors for Obama.
Whoops.
Yeah, that's probably the only accurate political hit ad out there. Everything else is a lie right now. We're going to dive into that. Coming up next, be very careful with all these mailers you're getting. I have never seen such a pack of lies in all my life.
Boy, I tell you, I'm just tossing those in the trash.
You should, because I'm going to tell you who's behind them right now. The Democrats are making an all-out bid, Lee, to see if they can get liberals elected in these districts. They're pretending to be conservative groups, but it's not. They're not conservative groups. And it is the biggest hose job I've ever seen. And I'm afraid Republican conservative voters are going to be tricked into throwing conservatives out of office. It's so bad. I'll have more on that coming up next.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck. So neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.